So basically, the legislation calls for a standard to list, basically make available to the public a list of standard charges for basically items or services, other shoppable services that are defined on a federal list, and then make that available to basically patients that are looking to have services at a healthcare facility.
So anytime you're hearing about transparency in a bill, you know, the more the better, I guess, right? Is this bill necessary? Is this information not available now?
Well, so I think that's the reason why it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to those that are in healthcare, because this is something that is already federally mandated. So CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has the exact same language in federal law, where we have to follow the exact same thing. We have a list that is made available to the public, and this list that is put out there is in a format where it's a machine-readable file. We use a vendor to help with that, and basically it is anywhere between 300,000 lines of data for a critical access hospital and up to 3 million lines for a hospital such as the size of us or Fargo over in for Sanford Health. So with that, these data cannot be opened using Excel. So really, they're not that useful. So what we have is it's on our website, and almost every hospital has this as well. If you go, for example, for Sanford Health, if you go to our website, sanfordhealth.org, you go to the bottom of the page, there's a footer that says price transparency. You can click on that. You can find what procedure you're having. You can input your insurance, and it should give you an estimate to what your deductible will be, what the insurance will cover, what your copay will be, et cetera. So really, at the end of the day, hospitals already do exactly what the bill is saying. So it's just a duplicate of federal legislation.
I got it. So all of this information is already available, so the last thing we need is another law saying, here, do the same thing, it sounds like.
And that's really kind of the confusing thing is why would you need that exact same legislation on the state that is, it's almost word for word, and in fact references it in the bill saying, per what is already done on U.S. Code, 180.50, whatever the regulation site is that is in there.
And so this is for anybody that has some kind of a scheduled procedure, just to, okay, what is this going to cost me out of pocket? What's going to be covered? What does everything cost? All that's on your websites now, you're saying?
It is. Not only ours, but almost every, I believe every hospital has to have that available on their website. So it's already there. Obviously the best way to know is to contact your insurance company, because obviously some insurances have policies that are a little different one way or the other, that it may not get updated quickly enough onto our site. But, you know, we do have data that pulls in and we'll transparently show you that. So you could say, if you're a cash paying customer, here's what it would cost you. If you have, you know, TRICARE, here's what it'll cost you. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield or Sanford Health Plan, here's what it should cost you.
Yeah, sounds good. And then obviously once you get your bill, then you can cross-reference all that as well and say, okay, here's what I thought it was going to cost, and here's my actual bill and how much I paid out of pocket. So you got to not only anticipation and planning, but also the bill then to come back and compare with, I guess, right?
Correct, because there are already laws in place for no surprise billing. So once you have that, then that's what the charges will be, and that's what's sent to the insurance company. And then from there, you know, with the contract that we have with your insurance company, you know, there'll be basically deductions that come out of that. They'll say, here's what we'll pay you for that.